13 to 16 years. The IT Crowd. A comedy where three socially awkward IT technicians work from the basement of a luxury office block. The program is good for English learners because the characters rarely speak over one another. They use colloquial, everyday conversational phrases mixed with occasional scientific words, which are easy to understand because they tend to be similar to Spanish. Nadia's British Food Adventure. Nadia is on a mission around the UK to find some of our most exciting recipes. Nadia has got a typical accent of a young person from London, and when she presents, it's as if she is talking to her friends. This program is full of interesting adjectives, new food vocabulary, instructions, and passion for cooking. Man versus Wild. Former SAS survival expert Bear Grylls shows us how to survive in some of the most extreme environments on the planet. Bear explains exactly what he's doing while doing it, which makes learning new phrases quite easy. That said, he does use a lot of British phrases, which may be unfamiliar, and therefore will make it a bit harder to follow. What we like is that he explains his plans both before and while undertaking them. A great way to master Be Going To for future plans. Our Planet. A series of nature documentaries presented by the UK's most prized possession, Sir David Attenborough. In fact, anything by David Attenborough is fantastic television. He presents facts about animals and their history, so he usually talks in the present tenses. Most of the series is footage of animals. When he does speak, it's slow and full of adjectives and vocabulary related to animals and environmental issues. Countdown. Contestants compete in games of lexical dexterity and numerical agility to win a dictionary and a teapot. There's lots of very polite British conversation. Contestants' stories can be complex, but everybody talks in a slow, relaxed way. It's a great program for building vocabulary and improving spelling. You can play along even if you have a very basic level of English. For an added bit of grown-up humour, 18 plus, and a higher level of English, try 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. Us Brits find it hilarious.